What's up with it? Boss Magnosis Live posted up right now. Beautiful day outside. Right now, I'm gonna respond to a reader listener email. It's been a minute, just putting some game out there for niggas. I want niggas to digest this, because this is some important game in this piece. A nigga from Nashville, Tennessee writes to Boss Mac. He says, Boss Mac, I've been with my girl for a year and a couple of months. Before then, she chased me for about 2 years. In the beginning, I put her through the hoops of oblation before I gave in, and she laced me with home-cooked meals, gear, a car, and I also made sure to exercise dick ration. Overall, I came from a position of power and strength. I was in control. 2.5 months ago, I had a stroke and she hit the fan when my girl accused me of fucking one of my best friends, a female who happens to be married. My friend offered up her home as a place for me to stay when I got out the hospital until I fully recovered. My girl took issue with this, saying that she was overstepping her bounds. As a result, my friend fell back from the picture, because she didn't want my girl to be stressing me out with her insecurities and caused me to have another stroke. As a result, I temporarily moved in with my girl because her place was wheelchair accessible. My girl has insecurity / jealousy issues because of her poor choice in choosing up on ancient niggas in her past, and the fact that I have a whole lot of bitches as friends. 2 weeks ago, my birthday came around and my friend wanted to cook me lamb stew, an annual birthday gift. And my girl went apeshit, accusing me of fucking her again. I asked her if she thought my homegirl was gonna just fall totally out of the picture for good. As a result of arguing with her, I ended up going to the hospital because of my blood pressure shot up sky high. I started to fire the bitch, but she has been holding me down with bills since I haven't been able to work. As you say, talking about me, never fire a good solid bitch. Plus income tax is coming around and she's getting 8 to 10 racks. In addition to this fiasco, I have been having some impotency issues since having a stroke. While sleeping together, we haven't fucked since I've been out of the hospital, which has been about a month, maybe two. I'm not questioning whether or not she's cheating on me, but I was Googling recipes on her phone the other day and noticed that she's been watching and possibly masturbating to interracial gangbang porn. She's white. And this has made me feel some type of way, and I look at her in a totally different light now. Especially since she has fictitiously accused me of infidelity. Boss Mac, A, how do I properly keep her in check about her insecurities and falsely accusing me of fucking around on her? B, how should I approach her about watching and masturbating to gangbang porn, because that's some horrible freak shit in my book? Not that I'm on no weenie shit, but I feel like I lost my position of strength ever since I had to move in and depend on her for shit since the stroke. I hope y'all understood that long-ass email. I hope you understood it. But basically, what has happened is a motherfucker had a stroke, and he said something about wheelchair, so that mean nigga can't walk. Right? So a nigga had a stroke, had to move in with his friend, who obviously was gonna do a lot of care, cause you gotta do some big time caregiving when a motherfucker have a stroke and can't walk. I can't even imagine. So a bitch, his friend took him in, and his girl got pissed off. off top, your bitch was supposed to take you in off top, so to me that's all faulty. Your bitch was supposed to take you in off top. Now, insecurities about fucking your friend, I don't know how you fucking when you're in a wheelchair and you done had a motherfucking stroke. You feel me? So, your bitch is crazy. But, nevertheless, basically what happened, a major health issue. Nigga can't walk. He go to a friend, she take care of him. His girl get mad, so he end up going with his girl, right? And then his girl is blowing her top about him cheating on her because he not fucking her because he can't fuck because he done had a stroke and his dick ain't working. So now his girl is hot and she's watching interracial porn. You know what I'm saying? And he finds this out because he's going through her phone. You know what I'm saying? What can I say, bro? That's, when bitches accuse you of cheating on them and shit and fucking with other bitches, you know, that's a forever type of thing. If she was doing that, she was doing that shit. You understand what I'm saying? That shit just keep going. That don't never stop, really. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just become so unattractive that you know ain't no other bitches trying to fuck with you. You feel me? You know? So that's gonna go on forever, right? I feel like it's good to have bitches jealous. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's good to have that tension. You just have to have your skin up the way you can deal with it to be like, bitch, just shut up, you know, and don't worry about that shit. Just keep doing you and don't worry about that shit. Now, as far as a bitch watching interracial gangbang porn, man, you know what? I myself, I am not into policing bitches and what the fuck they watch on the fucking internet, man. I got way more other type of shit to do than to police what a bitch is watching on fucking porn, man. It doesn't matter, bro. Why do you even give a fuck about that shit? That shit sound like some sucker shit to me. You know, some real shit. I do not. I know bitches that watch gay porn. Don't worry about a bitch being insecure, man. That's a good thing. And don't worry about a bitch watching motherfucking porn, bruh. You know what I'm saying?